taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, welcome back to it. It is an incredible historic day, and this week just continues. By the way, coming up on the program, Dinesh D'Souza will be joining me here in just a bit. He'll spend a half an hour with us talking about his new film and everything else that he's got going on. Just recently pardoned by Donald Trump was Dinesh D'Souza. Ours will be the second interview with him since that happened. Just the second. He'll be joining me here on the program. He's been here before. Good guy to have. My next guest, David Horowitz, is the author of Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. From where I stand, it seems to be working. David, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Good to have you here. So let me get your reactions to the summit, to Kim Jong-un, to the press conference, to everything you've seen in the last 12 hours.
Well, he's shown that the last three presidents, you know, were setting us on the path to destruction. And if this guy had gotten his nuclear weapons and put them on the ballistic missiles, it would be hell to pay. But, you know, on Obama's watch, this happened not only in Southeast Asia, but in the Middle East, where Obama created a vacuum that allowed the Russians to move in and be the foreign power for the first time in living memory, and the United States was driven out.
Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump,
in the White House,
interesting that they spend all of this time talking about collusion, you know, with Russia and so forth in this investigation that seems to go nowhere, but it's really
sabotaging. American democracy is based on, since people disagree to such an extent that they're at each other's throats, on the electoral process, that, you know, when you disagree and you lose an election, then you work to win the next election. But you don't create a resistance to a legitimately elected president and try to sabotage everything from day one, from his inauguration through the confirmation hearings, and then through this. You know, I see this as the worst thing that's ever happened in America.
Well, you know, here's
intelligence services.
Yeah, here's the thing. We've had this happen before. We had this happen before, David.
Destroy his opponent.
Yeah, we had this happen before, David, and that is that it's been a long time. It's actually something that D'Souza points out. The last time the Democrats went this apoplectic about who won the election was 1860, when Abraham Lincoln won, and they opposed him, and they decided to divide the country up because they couldn't take it.
Yeah, I wrote that in my book, Big Agenda.
Yeah. So in President Trump's plan to save America, saving us from nuclear holocaust at the hands of the North Koreans, that's a pretty good step. What else do you think he needs to do?
That's huge. Well, he needs to restore respect for this country, beginning with borders. You can't have a country if you don't have borders. The Democratic Party wants to destroy our borders. You know, I think everything Trump is doing is right on the money. Trump has one ideology, which is why he's so much better than any other Republican or conservative. And that is, he's a patriot, and he fiercely loves this country. So he's willing to try all these things to restore, you know, what he says, make it less prosperous again, safe again, great again. I think that's why people love Trump.
Here, you know, here's a funny thing, David. You know, I live here in Michigan. I spend time in Ohio. I frequent Wisconsin, Pennsylvania on occasion. I can guarantee you the sentiment has not changed for this president. In fact, I believe that his support has grown stronger, despite the polling that was wrong before the 2016 election. That polling is wrong again today. Something that everybody fails to realize is that Donald Trump has always outperformed the polls. It began in the primaries for the Republican nomination. He outperformed the polls sometimes more than 10 points. He will continue to do that in November of 2018. He has brought prosperity to America. He has brought North Korea to the peace table. He has delivered on his promises time and again. And I would say that if he took the rest of his term off, if he took the rest of the first term off, he has still accomplished more than the last three presidents combined.
Well, that's exactly right. His popularity now is higher than Obama's was at the same time in his term. And of course, Obama started with an out of, off the charts popularity. So that was a decline. And it was off the charts because Obama's black and America wanted to get past this racial divide. But Trump is the most attacked, slandered human being in the history of the world, thanks to this corrupt media we have. So the fact that he's already at that level, I think it's 44%.
Right, 45
now. Tells me that the longer he stays in office, the more popular he's going to get. And, I watched the Korea thing on CNN, and they actually were paying respect to his achievement.
No. It must have been a different program because this morning, I saw Andrew Cuomo just, questioning and ripping and insulting. Jim Acosta is just a weasel. I mean, they're all weasels. They can't stand it. They're genetically incapable of telling the truth about this president. I'll give you the last word, David.
Well, I still think the longer he stays in office, he's such an achiever. The fact that he does this at age 72 is quite amazing. I always hope he stays in good health.
I hope so, too. 72 come Thursday. David Horowitz, we have to leave it there for today. The book.
All right, thank you.
Big Agenda is the book. Big Agenda, President Trump's plan to save America. And now in its 10th week on the New York Times bestseller list, Big Agenda, President Trump's plan to save America. Here's an important footnote. Peace on the peninsula with Korea. It's the Steve Huber Show. We'll be right back.